Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
First of all, can we just put optimistic on repeat, please? That sounds so good right now, okay? Can we do that? It is March 31st. It is the last day of March. Maybe on April 1st tomorrow, it'll be an April Fool's prank.
No,
so
April
I don't think
Fool's
so.
Jokes.
No, we don't need it, right? Coco, we don't need
the
it.
World. No.
Not at all. So, of course, we're still all in the middle of coronavirus and COVID-19 and what it means. So, look, in D.C., the stay-at-home order issued by Mayor Muriel Bowser, it goes into effect tomorrow. Again, what does that mean? You only go outside for to perform essential activities, only allowable recreational activities like walking with your family. So here is the mayor today addressing the public on what more it means and what you could be faced with if you try to disobey it.
We expect the people of the District of Columbia to comply. We do, of course, have penalties at our disposal, but I don't expect that we will have to use them. That's certainly my hope. We have. And I just got a recording from our MPD officers who have a script that they are using on their loudspeakers. And it's urging people and reminding them that they need to stay at home, but if they're going to be out, to practice social distancing. As I said again, the point is not to arrest anybody. The point is for people to stay at home. And we are going to make all of the guidelines available and rely on people to do what is right for themselves, their family, for nurses, doctors, first responders in our city.
Because what she could do is put you in jail for a year and fine you $5,000. But again, saying she doesn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. She just wants everybody in the district and the DMV to be safe. All right. Now, one of the things that's been freaking me out is when you have to go to the grocery store, right? So
right.
I was looking into some of the tips you need to do. And the experts say, basically, don't do that panic shopping. Just get what you need. Grab items from the back of the shelf. Wipe your shopping carts down. Wear gloves. Limit the people on that shopping trip. You don't need your whole family going. Mm-hmm. Maybe just you. You know, Mark has been going like 3 or 4 times a day, so that's good. Practice that 6 feet apart, social distancing. And also something I didn't think about, sanitize your debit card.
Yep, and your phone.
You know, all that. Sanitize that.
Oh, by the way, no panic. We're out of paper towels.
And yeah, and if anybody has any paper towels.
Right.
Also, we've been watching a lot of TV, right? And so I was so excited to hear that this last dance about the Bulls 1997-98 legendary season on ESPN. It was supposed to run a little later. Well, they pushed that date up. Yep.
Whoa.
So, I mean, it's still kind of far. It's April 19th, but it's 10 parts, and I cannot wait to watch it.
And you're not even a big Michael fan.
I know, but I love it. Like, even President Obama is in it. Mm. So it's pretty exciting. I know. Anyway, so that's not till April 19th, so I want to know what you're watching right now. What should we be tuning into while we're social distancing? Call us, 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.